It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's Outdoors here on KETR. I thoroughly enjoy bringing this show to you, and I've been doing it for a long time. I'm a little bit confused myself, but I think about 6 years, maybe 7 years we've been here. You know, I'm going to give you kind of a different type outdoor cooking recipe here in today's show. One of the things I want to do, and it's just going to be you and I winging it today. I don't have a guest set up. I think I've got enough on my brain. If I can just relate it to all of you folks, we can all benefit. I do want to invite you to come out October the 6th. You know, the Patriot Sporting Challenge down at Lake Fork is an event. Actually, there's 54-man teams that hunt. They don't hunt. 54-man teams that shoot, fish, and golf. They're on the October 6th at 9 in the morning. I'm going to have a booth, or actually a tent set up, at the J&K Trigger and Bow Shooting Range, which is located 5 miles north of Yannis on Highway 154. Actually, the physical address is 9963 South Highway 154, J&K Trigger and Bow Shooting Range. I'm going to be there with some buddies with air guns, big bore air guns. And this event is to raise monies for the Folds of Honor, which is an organization that last year the Patriot Sporting Challenge gave $100,000 to the Folds of Honor, which goes directly to the children of wounded or killed service men and women. So it's really a good thing. But what I think you might benefit by from me being there this year, we can shoot big boar. We can hunt big game in Texas with big boar air guns. But I've talked to some of my air gun buddies, and the truth is, I bet 90% of the folks, rabid hunters, you know, that hunt and fish all their outdoor people, probably are not well schooled in what even a big boar air gun can do. Well, if you come out to J&K Trigger and Bow Shooting Range, October the 6th, there north of Yannis, I'll put one of these things in your hand. Probably a .45 caliber pressured up to about 3,000 PSI. We'll take some of these 350-grain Hunter Supply bullets. Can you picture that, a 350-grain bullet? That's what I've killed a lot of hogs and exotics with. Put one of these in your hand. We'll walk over to the range and let you shoot it. There's also air shotguns that you can shoot. We'll have plenty of people on hand to help you out and get you going. Doesn't cost you anything. I'll have copies of Kill the Grill, the ultimate guide to hunting and cooking wild pork. They're available too. So it'd be a good chance for me to have the opportunity to visit with you. Also, remember, if you ever need to contact me about anything, you might have a story idea. You may want to be a guest on one of our radio shows. Who knows? You might be a interesting topic, or you may know something that would make an interesting topic for one of my newspaper columns. Contact me anytime by email. My website is catfishradio.org, and my email is right there on it. Now let's jump into some camp cooking. You know, I bet many of you love stir-fried vegetables and meats. Well, I have done some experimenting, and I've got a way of doing some stir-fry that I want to share with you. It's not rocket science, like all my stuff. I'm certainly not a chef, but I have done a lot of cooking indoors and outdoors through the years. And I used to do a cooking article, actually, for a big Texas newspaper for several years. And they'd send me to mostly restaurants that serve fish and game and do reviews. I still go to some of those old places, and I see some of my reviews up on the wall from years ago. But stir-fry is something I've done for years. And let's think about deer camp or hunting camp. Now, this recipe, all this can be done on your cook stove at home. But I'm all about having something ready to go, because when I'm out hunting, say, you know, the evening meal is usually the big meal. When I'm out hunting, I don't want to stay out till dark and get in and then cook a lot. I mean, it's okay to spend 30 minutes cooking, but you don't want to cook a big meal after an afternoon hunt. Here's what I do on a stir fry. Excuse me. And you can actually stir fry anything. I mean, from duck, filet duck breast to, quail, pheasant, venison, you name it, elk. Just, any kind of game meat or game bird. Or you can do it with beef or chicken. But what you want to do, I like to do most of this at home. You're going to need some soy sauce, salt, some rice wine, and cornstarch. Basically, that's what you need. Now, this is to cook the meat. Now, let's say we cook this at home and then put it in a big plastic container that seals up tight, put it in the ice chest, and bring it to camp. Then all you got to do is dump it out in the skillet and heat it up, and bingo, you're ready. So let's say we're going to cook it at home. Now, granted, you can cook this in at camp from scratch if you want to. Doesn't really matter. But here's the way I do it, and it's really good. Let's say we're making it with venison or wild pork. Doesn't matter. Let's slice it up into small pieces. And by small, I mean, stir-fry size, the size of a pencil or something. Cut it in across the grain, the meat, and cut it into small pieces. Now, amounts of all this depends on how much meat you want to cook, meat and vegetables. So I'm going to leave the seasoning part to you to taste. What I do, one thing that I think is really good is sesame oil instead of just regular old cooking oil. I do think it's worth to spring a few extra bucks and get you some sesame oil. Put it in your skillet at home or at camp, and then put in your... In a little bowl, mix you some soy sauce, salt, rice wine, and cornstarch. Not a whole lot of it. In other words, you may have a total of a cup of all of these ingredients, but if you like it a little more salty, remember the soy sauce has salt. Put a little more extra salt, but the cornstarch is actually going to make it into like a gravy. It's going to give it a thickening, going to help it thicken. So go ahead and get your sesame oil hot, medium heat. Put your meat that's coated with all these ingredients, the soy sauce, salt, rice wine, and cornstarch. Put that into the skillet with the sesame oil. So actually, after your meat, the strips of meat, which can be venison or whatever, wild pork, after it has been in that soy sauce, salt, rice wine, and cornstarch a little bit, just mix all that together really good, it's ready to go into your wok or skillet. I just use a big old cast iron skillet. I do spring for the sesame oil. I think that's a lot, gives it a little added flavor. Put the sesame oil in there and bring that in the skillet, bring it up to medium heat, then put all your meat in there that's already been kind of seasoned with this stuff. Cook it till it's done. Some people tell you to cook venison rare. I like stir-fried venison well done. I like all the game meats well done, honestly, but I guess I'm kind of in the minority there. But cook your meat done and then take it out of the skillet. I use a cast iron skillet instead of a wok, but take it out, set it in a bowl off to the side. Now it's time to cook your vegetables. So I put in the same skillet, I put a little more of the sesame seed oil, and then the vegetables that you like are the ones you want to use for this. I definitely recommend some bell pepper. I like to go ahead and spring for the yellow or red bell pepper, slice some of them. You can put green in there if you want to. Some celery, some onion for sure. Broccoli is great in stir fry. Whatever vegetable that you cooks fairly quick that you like. You could put some really diced up carrots if you want them in there. But the vegetables that you like, even a little bit of cabbage goes good with it too, So now you've got the sesame oil in there and you've got all your vegetables. Now they'll start, releasing water, moisture as they heat up. So when the vegetables are still a little bit crunchy, fold in all that meat, the venison, little bitty venison strips that you've got, or strips of duck breast, or mule deer, or elk, whatever game meat, or chicken, you know, for that matter, whatever meat you're going to use, fold that in there. See, it's got the, you know, got all the gravy type that's made from the cornstarch, the thickening, if you will. It's got all that. Fold that in there with your vegetables. So basically, you got it whipped right now. And it's so handy to do this at home and put it in a, you know, plastic container with a tight-fitting lid and then bring it out to camp and then dump it in your big skillet, heat it up, and bingo, you're eating. But there's one thing I didn't tell you about, and you've got a couple of options with rice. You've got to have some rice with this. Now, jasmine rice is what I use. It's, if you've never tried jasmine rice, it's awesome. You're going to like it. But just regular old rice that you buy at any grocery store is also very good. You're going to need rice. Now, the two options you've got is cook your rice on the side, you know, and then keep it separate, and then put it in your plate, and then fold all the stir-fry ingredients, the meat and the vegetables, into the rice. That's one way to do it. Not the way I do it. If I cook this stuff ahead of time, I'll go ahead and cook a pot of rice on the side, and then when all my meat and vegetable, my stir-fry is finished, I'll put the rice in there with it all. In other words, it's going to wind up in it anyway, so my theory is just go ahead and put it in there, you know, early on. And I think the rice actually has a chance to soak up some of those good flavors, too. Now, when you get ready to serve this, you can use teriyaki sauce if you like wasabi. If you like it hot, you can put some of that on there. There's all kind of Asian spices, if you will. If you like it hot, I mean spicy, throw in some red peppers, some of the Chinese red peppers, you know, just a few of those. You know, at an Asian store restaurant, if you want it hot, they'll throw some red peppers in. You might have to take them out before you eat it, but it'll definitely give you some spice. So put all, if you cook that ahead of time, if you're at camp, cook it during the middle of the day. But better yet, if you can plan ahead, cook this at home, and then when you get to camp, all you have to do is open that plastic container out of the cooler there and dump it in the skillet, and bingo, you've created an Asian meal that's fit for a king. And a lot of people ask me, you know, what type of game meat, and truly, I've done it with everything. I guess my favorite is either venison or wild pork. Take the pork, use really well-trimmed meats, whatever you do. If you use venison or pork, trim all the white meat and the sinew away, you know, use quality meat. But, gosh, I've used both types and love them both. I mean, and waterfowl, if you like duck, the only trick with making stir fry with duck, I don't really like it if you just slice the duck meat and throw it in there. I marinate my duck meat with Coca-Cola and soy sauce overnight and then mix all these ingredients. So, again, the bottom line is just for soy sauce, salt, rice, wine, cornstarch, and then sesame oil. That's all you need, folks. We are out of time. I want you to tune in next week, and do remember that you can go to catfishradio.org and contact me right there, and I hope you can. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.